It's springtime in the Carolinas and time for travel. Hi, this is Bill Bartee from Jesse Brown's, inviting you to join us on a North Carolina wine tour with Jesse Brown's. Friday, May 31st or Sunday, June 2nd are the dates. Four wineries are going to be visited, all rich in charm and history. All you have to do is contact us at Jesse Brown's or just head over to jessebrowns.com for more information. There's a lot going on in Charlotte this weekend, of course. We have a kind of a auto race. I don't know if you know about that, Christopher. The Coca-Cola 600. There's a bunch of Coca-Colas getting drunk in this area.
There's a speed street, I think. Maybe they go fast on it. I don't know.
Something like that. We'll welcome all of those because just like turkey season, deer season, fishing season, race season in Charlotte ups our listenership, and we're glad that you're joining in. That's a whole different version of camping. It's infield at the racetrack camping. But anyway, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. Christopher Lawing right there, founder and author. Founder of the Charlotte Signs Project, author of Charlotte Signs of the Time.
That's right. And you know, there's a lot of beautiful signs here in Charlotte, but there are a lot more down at the beach. Well, there are some beautiful signs down at the beach.
Don't you know it? And we're going to head down to the beach. We're staying with the water theme. We talked about the Hawaiian footwear company Olakai, but we're going to head down to Ocean Drive. That is a place as the kickoff, unofficial kickoff of summer here in the Carolinas is happening. We're going to go to our friend and founder again of Mike Spikes, Mike Haney. He's being our beach bum out there. Mike, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we know it's going to be busy, a busy time down there, not just this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, but throughout the summer, all the way to Labor Day and then some, and you're going to be hanging out at Ocean Drive or so. Mike, do you mind giving us a little background of Ocean Drive, North Myrtle Beach, beach music, a little shagging? What all is going to be happening down there this summer on the beach?
Well, you pretty much covered it when you said shagging, and we're out actually we just got through the Harley week this past week. It was a week long of loud Harley Davidson's cruising the strip. And now this week it changes over to the Atlantic Beach Bike Festival, which it's the, I call them the crotch rockets, fancy lights, and a lot of women riding on the back of them things with their booties shined up. It's a sight to behold, but fun for everybody to look at. But it's the beach. That's what everybody's there for.
I better back up. This is so much fun. We're talking about, I guess, down there at Myrtle, it's turned into a bike haven during the month of May, pretty much, because of all the bike weeks that are taking place. But go back. We got a lot of people who have moved into the Carolinas who may not know what shagging is, and that could open up a whole new can of worms for us here on the podcast and such. But what is shagging?
Shagging is like the official dance of South Carolina. I think, and I've heard, that if you live in South Carolina, it is required in, I don't know if it's junior high or high school, that you learn how to shag. It's kind of you shag to the old beach music that was played back in the 60s and early 70s. If you're 50 years old or older, you'll kind of know what I'm talking about. You go down, you listen to the Tams, the Four Tops, all those old R&B groups. It's just got a good beat, and the music just kind of makes you do the shag.
And I'm one of those South Carolina boys who did learn that. That's the first girl I ever got to dance with was a lesson in shagging, changed my whole life, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But thank you for helping clarify, because if we were from Pennsylvania or Massachusetts, maybe we wouldn't have been as clued in. No offense to people from Pennsylvania or Massachusetts. They may be the best shaggers around, but we didn't want it confused with Austin Powers or any of that sort of thing. So, especially when it comes to bike week and big booties hanging off the back of bicycles. Listen, how do you handle the beach when it's Harley week or maybe it's Atlantic Beach Bike Fest? Is it too crowded to still enjoy Ocean Drive and North Myrtle and Myrtle?
No, not at all. It's just knowing when you can go where and what time of day. Pretty much all through the day, it's just your standard traffic. Kind of like, you know, Charlotte at lunchtime, but once you get into the evening, that's when the cruising begins up and down the strip. At Ocean Drive, they have some cruising, but you don't dare want to head south towards Myrtle Beach because Atlantic Beach is just beyond, about 4 miles down, and that's where it's headquartered. And it's the traffic is so bad that the state patrol has to kind of cordon off lanes. It's almost unbearable. You can't drive there. So I advise you, once it gets dark, don't even try.
Yeah, I know that's been a big topic down there in the news, is how to handle all that traffic, especially with concerns with emergency personnel getting to certain places that with the traffic has been hard to. So I know they've been worrying about all that sort of thing. If you're just joining us here, listening to the Carolina Outdoors, we're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and we're talking to founder of Mike's Spikes. His name is Mike Haney. He is from this area, but he has grown up and is still growing up going to the beach and being at the beach. And Mike, let's get into the little bit of the business side, because not just with Mike Spikes, but also with News at the Beach. For safety reasons, for pleasure reasons, there have been a debate on how to handle tents out there on Carolina beaches. In fact, some of the beaches have banned the tents. Others have restrictions on how close to the water they need to be. In fact, they want them behind lifeguard stands so that views for the lifeguards are not obstructed. There have been safety issues with, of course, you know, a breezy beach day and maybe a tent or is not as secure as it should be. An umbrella is not as secure as it should be. It gets away in the wind, and it gets out there and hurts people. In fact, we've even had a death in recent years due to a tent or an umbrella that got away from somebody. And that's where Mike Spikes steps in. Can you talk to us a little bit about umbrellas and tents on the beaches, and then where Mike Spikes, because here we are as a podcast radio program, but we're going to try to describe this magical piece of equipment that you invented and then went and had produced that we have at Jesse Brown's.
Well, it's something I'm very proud of. It's been on the market now for 9 years. It's the only beach umbrella anchor that is based on the pile drive application. It's easily installed in less than a minute by women and men of all ages. It has a slide weight, and it just hammers into the beach without disturbing the sand. Up to when I invented it, the only thing available was about 10 or 12 different variations of the screw-in application. And the problem I noticed with the screw-in application spikes were that when you screw in, it creates a loose pocket of sand, which it pretty much defeats the purpose of the product. It's, you know, you need to take advantage of that hard packed sand, but when you create a loose pocket, you've lost that ability to anchor your umbrella. So I came up with the proper application, and it really works. We've wind tested it in several tropical storms to over 50 miles an hour. Now, I don't recommend putting it in 50 miles an hour. You'll get sandblasted, but the lifeguards take their umbrellas down at 20 miles an hour, so I think everybody else should too. And like you said, the tents, they've been pretty much outlawed along the whole Grand Strand from May 15th to September 15th, which is the peak season.
Well, Mike, it certainly is a fun product to use, and we actually demonstrate it in our store. So at Jesse Brown's Outdoors, if you come in and are interested in seeing how this Mike Spike pound in holder works, we have a bucket of sand, and I actually enjoy showing it off to people. It's a great product. Hey, do you ever see people using it on the beach that you just randomly, you know, are walking around and see it out there? How does that make you feel?
We sit on the beach every other weekend for several days, and when I hear that banging noise, it's music to my ears.
That's great. That is super cool.
Yeah, it's a very common thing. Well, yeah, you can't help but see them on the beach all over.
Do you ever introduce yourself? Hey, I'm Mike. That's
occasionally I do, and also every time when I notice somebody having a rough time with their umbrella, I keep a few extras with me, and I'll walk over and offer them. Say, here, try this for the day. If you like it, you know, it's this much. If you don't, just bring it back to me, and no questions asked. Yeah, so I'm there to help people out.
Oh, how cool.
Well, it's an awesome story of your invention. Many of us have dreams and do not follow them, and this was a dream that you had, an invention that you had, that you followed through with it, and you are helping improve our Carolina beaches and helping improve our experiences on these Carolina beaches, and it is fun to hear your stories of going out there and setting up your umbrella, and the people who may be next to you going, what was that? That's a lot better than this auger that I'm out here for paid.
That's exactly how it is.
And it's amazing. We invite everybody. You can go to MikeSpikes.com to check it out. Or better yet, as Christopher said, come by Jesse Brown's, because, Mike, you have set up sand buckets for us at Jesse Brown's, and we can take 30 to 45 seconds to show you exactly how this product works. Mike, you've included bags now to carry it down to the beach. You even have a little table there, too, that goes onto this product, so we can put in our umbrella, put our little table there, and enjoy snacks out there on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We got to get you back on to talk more about the beach later in July. Have fun down there.
Hey, I appreciate it, Bill.
Thanks to Mike Haney for joining us. Also, thanks to Olakai's Griffin Gideon and Megan Riley from Big Fat World Tours. For TJ Boggs and Christopher Lawing, this is Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.